Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. We're coming into the final days for sign-up for Farm Bill 2014, and farmers have until the end of the month to make their choice among program offerings.
It feels or seems complicated due to the number of changes. In all actuality, however, the intent was really intended to simplify and help make it easier for farmers to plan and assess managing risk for their operations.
David Lynn, Senior Vice President for Financial Services with Farm Credit Mid-America, says informational meetings were held last summer and this winter with UK, Farm Bureau, Farm Credit, and FSA participation discussing the basic choices.
ARC, or Area Risk Coverage, and that would be on a county basis, or they can do it on an individual basis. And the third option would be PLC, which is Price Loss Coverage. So a farmer or producer must make a decision which of those three they choose for each farm.
There is a website for farm bill calculations for the University of Missouri at FAPRI, that's FAPRI.org.
Each producer can go in and place the county-specific or farm-specific information for that farm, and it will give them the different scenarios based on the likelihood of a payout from the different programs.
That program decision will be in effect for 5 years. We'll be right back.
I will take action against herbicide-resistant weeds. I will know my weeds, and I will stop them before they go to seed. I will do whatever it takes to give my crops the upper hand. I will use multiple herbicide sites of action because every action counts. I will take action, this time for all time.
This message brought to you by the Kentucky Soybean Promotion Board, funded by soybean farmers through their checkoff.
So as farmers get signed up this month, the 2014 Farm Bill programs take a somewhat new direction.
The big changes in the Farm Bill actually had an impact of reducing direct subsidies to producers and replaced it with more subsidies on crop insurance.
And Farm Credit's David Lynn made an interesting point that this taxpayer-supported safety net for farmers is as much, if not more, for the consumer.
The cost of the subsidy of crop insurance premiums for producers is probably the best dollar spent for their tax dollars of anything out there, simply due to the fact, where else can you go and have a dependable source of healthy, quality, nutritious food at the lowest cost in terms of disposable dollars that the consumer has to spend of anywhere in the world?
And for farmers, that program decision tool is online at FAPRI, that's FAPRI.org. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.